Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Since the start of the pandemic, and thought to yourself, maybe I'll flee the big city.
Yeah, maybe you get your bill for your rent or your mortgage and you thought, I'm not doing this anymore.
No, I want to get out of city, get out of urban life and go west, where you can wake up and eat your breakfast whilst looking out on the Atlantic Ocean. Well, to try and take the hassle out of making a move like that, Aidan Murray from the Sneem Digital Hub in Sneem, County Kerry, has set up what's called a concierge service to make your life a whole lot easier. And to tell us all about it, Aidan's on the line now. Good morning, Aidan.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good. So what is the Sneem concierge service?
So essentially we have been in the hub here, we have had people showing interest in making that change for the better lifestyle and more money in their pockets to come down to the area, to glorious South Kerry. But if people who aren't as aware of the place might think, oh, it's a nice idea, but I've got a busy life, how do I actually, it's a daunting task to even explore the notion.
Yeah, to do the research and find out what actually is going on.
Exactly. And if for example, you were to go online now and look for properties in the Sneem, Castle Cove, Cardaniel area, you'd find very few. Yet there are plenty there. They just might not be available online.
Ah.
Similarly, a lot of people make assumptions if they're in cities and towns that, oh, it's hard to get into schools. Whereas in actual fact, we have a really low pupil-teacher ratio here, 13 to 1. The schools have lots of space for new people, etc. But people won't know that. So rather than have all the hassle of God, how will I find out all the information I need about clubs and societies, about property and all this sort of stuff? One phone call, one email to us, tell us what you need, and we look and explore if we can find what you would like. And we're a not-for-profit, there's no charge attached to this.
Ah, right.
But our aim in life is to get people to live and work here, you know, contribute to the local community, and in the meantime, have much better lifestyles themselves and a lot more money in their own pockets.
Aidan, do you work for the GAA? Are you trying to just get new players into your local GAA club?
It certainly would be a great benefit to the local area. I mean, rural depopulation is an issue in rural areas, and that does impact GAA teams. It impacts, you know, the viability of post offices, of schools, of local shops, etc. So, you know, it does make a big difference. A place with 200 to 300 people, if you can get four or five families coming here, it makes a phenomenal difference to the local community, and it enables people to have a much better lifestyle, a much healthier lifestyle. As I say, that you're healthier, wealthier, and wiser because you know the air here, the sea, the mountains, much more time outside. You're not taking in all those fumes. And we had a couple here recently who had a two-bedroom apartment in Dublin, and we were looking at I was looking at a four-bedroom house here the same week they were here. Now they couldn't move, but we worked out that they would need a 36,000 pay rise just to make up for the difference in the rent they would pay. What they would save by moving to the four-bedroom house overlooking the sea versus the two-bedroom apartment in the Dublin.
Oh, right. So
now, grand pay rise is not to be sneezed at.
No. So they, if they made the move, they would find themselves effectively 36,000 euro richer, and they'd have a four-bedroom house.
Yes. Well, the equivalent of a 36 grand pay rise. Yeah. Taking tax into account there. You
gotcha.
Know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So when people get in touch with you, then do they just do all of this virtually, or do they actually go down to Sneem and meet you and go through all the stuff?
So what we're suggesting is, you know, they can give me a call and we can discuss their needs and see if it is something they'd really like to explore. And then we have an initiative up until the end of November where the local Sneem Hotel has offered three nights for the price of two. If the person wants to come down for a few days and suss the scene out but not use up their holidays, they can work from the hub free of charge for that few days, etc. And then if subsequent to that they'd like to stay for a few months or for a year to try it out, we'll sort out the viewing of properties for them. Like, we're a middleman, we don't get involved in anything financial or anything, but we will set up properties that would meet what they would like to have, etc., with the schools, the creches, any clubs and societies. So we would basically just take all the hassle out of them exploring if this move would be right for them. Mm. And then if they subsequently decide to make the move, we'll also help them in removing as much of the hassle as possible from that as well.
What is the reality of getting property? You know, because I suppose it's a nice idea moving west. You know, not all properties have sea views. The ones that do can be very expensive, or maybe they're really remote. What is the reality of property in, say, your neck of the woods there?
So you're right that not all properties have sea views, of course. But there are rental properties available. Again, you may not find them online, but from the people on the street here, no, we will introduce you, etc. And there are a glut of properties for sale coming, which is quite unique, because when I talk to hub managers in other particularly rural areas with a very heavy bias towards tourism, due to the beauty of the area, then typically it's impossible to find accommodation. Mm. But we will here, because we appreciate that most people probably aren't going to just come and buy a house down here straight away. They'd like to rent for a while first, have a look around, see where they'd like to buy or build, etc. And from there we'll take it. But we have at least, you know, 60-70 houses coming on board in addition to what's already there in the next 6 to 12 months. So it's all happening down here right now.
When you say coming on board, are they being built or are they just going to become available for rent or purchase?
Well, a mixture of both. We have two different developments down here, which are, one of which is pretty much finished. It's just getting the final few steps through. That'll be coming available in the next few months. And we have another one where a number of really nice, you know, 2,000 square foot plus houses are being just finalized now and will be coming on board in the next few months. On top of that, then, if somebody wants an apartment, we have some apartments being built within the village itself as well. So
what kind of price range are they? I know I keep focusing on the property, but these are the kind of things that people think about. Like, what can I get for my buck down there?
So again, it will vary because there's a variety of different types of prices, but of different types of prices and different types of houses. But for example, we've A-rated houses here in a development, and they're starting at 215,000.
215,000. Well, you wouldn't get a back garden shed in Dublin for that.
And presume working from home has transformed the landscape in terms of the people who realise now that they don't have to live in an urban area. They can live anywhere they want and just do the same amount of work. But how's the broadband? That's another vital question people want to know.
Of course. So if we talk about the hub offering here, our broadband is 1 gigabit. We've had people from corporate headquarters in Cork and Dublin working here during the summer saying they're getting better broadband here than they are in their headquarters.
Right.
Within the surrounding area, then, the 1 gigabit broadband has a certain reach within here, but if you go further out rurally, then you are looking at local providers, in which case it's not the same. But of course, there happens to be a hub here that I might just mention, which will give you the full 1 gigabit, if you'd like that.
Yeah, well, Sneem Digital Hub is why you're on it. Yeah, absolutely.
They're brilliant things. They're all around the country, these hubs. And, you know, not only are they allowing people access to decent broadband, but you're bringing people together. You're forming a community of businesses that can help each other out and, you know, share ideas and information, all that stuff. And that stuff builds communities.
Exactly. And I think a crucial part to mention here, too, is the flexibility we offer. So, for example, if somebody did decide to move down here and they say, you know, I'm after getting a four-bedroom house, I can use my spare room or whatever, but they might want to maybe 2 days a week just separate that work and life balance, and they might want to come in here 2 days a week and, you know, we'll be flexible. We'll sort out whatever somebody needs. We'll make that happen for them. So they have that option to mix things up a little bit if they want to, or to use the hub full-time, or to just work from home full-time. That's fine. I mean, we're also looking at a Grow Remote chapter here for people who are working remotely if they move down here. From a point of view of social isolation, working from home can be tough enough. So just giving people the opportunity, if they're working from home in the area, meet up, have a drink, have a chat on the ways in which we can help each other, etc. To just make sure that you've got that social aspect in there as well, if you do choose to work from home while down here.
You seem very keen, Aidan. We don't doubt you. But, you know, in parts of Clare, I've been referred to as a DFD down from Dublin. Does everybody in the locality really want people flooding in from Dublin in particular?
Well, okay, so let's look at from a couple of angles. First of all, yes, people in the community want people moving down here. We've got people from all different countries, all different parts of the country. I'm a blow-in myself, but you may feel very welcome down here. And people are aware that, you know, different types of people make it a more interesting lifestyle around here anyway, and more time. When you go to the pub, you meet people from different countries, from different parts of the country, etc. There's no fear like that at all. It's a very, very opening, very welcoming society.
Glad to hear it, Aidan. All right, well, sneemdigitalhub.ie is the place to go to find out more information. Aidan Murray, manager of Sneem Digital Hub, thanks very much for telling us all about that today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All the best. See you later. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Love that. Bye. That's the thing. The properties that aren't up online, but you know, you hear, like in the pub, oh, so-and-so got a lovely house there for rent. You're thinking, that wasn't on Daft. How does everybody know this? Well, he's the man. These are the people on the ground.
Micheál Óg has a lovely three-bed for you up there now. Hang on, I'll introduce you to him.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.